Let's look at competency management tool enable both employer and employee to track the progress. So along with your performance management, there is a requirement of competency mapping, competency management. And competency mapping and management gives the areas that where the company should progress, helping the people to build their knowledge and build their skills. Okay. So recently, a large LMS providers have expanded into talent management, career management, career development, succession planning, potential identification, potential enhancement, appraisals, recruitment, compensation, workforce planning. So the LMS has came up with these giant wings under which all these employee life development, people development can happen. These are used as a planning tools related to training and learning. And this is not a day-to-day transaction part. This is part of strategic people development. Okay. So we looked at social media, how if it infused, it helps people to build or address their learning arena. Okay. So it's about designing, engaging learning modules. Now we'll look at how the social learning happens, like through LinkedIn. LinkedIn learning is online. LinkedIn has its own platform. So if you have put up your profile on LinkedIn, you also get an opportunity to be a LinkedIn learner. It's an educational platform that helps the learner to discover, develop business, technology, creative skills. Okay. LinkedIn says it will soon be releasing an enterprise tier so that large companies can take subscriptions. The LinkedIn communities for employee knowledge exchange can form in various ways. But usually the companies, the organizations would not allow LinkedIn learning in their formal organizational process. They would appreciate if people take up this extra space of being a LinkedIn member to enhance their profile, they take up the learning on the LinkedIn platform. This functionally enables the employees to gain knowledge from their peers through social basis. So employees are learning what the organization is providing. Employees also can opt for what platforms like LinkedIn are providing. So LinkedIn's emphasis on learning goes hand in hand with the company's primary role today to place where many people create and maintain their professional profile. And it helps to network with the external market world and also to look at the enhanced roles which are available in the market. So building onto that, a place also, as a place, it also enhances the professional skills and it provides the insight into LinkedIn efforts in trying to quote higher education facilities. So through social media learning, the instructional design, this is another part of learning management system, which requires a skill into how to design the content in an instructional design model. It can use KRAs to determine appropriate content and resources to help the learners to achieve their goals, verify the courses which are directly linked to the goals, and address the key tasks that those roles to perform, and create a new content addressing the gap. Social media can also help in facilitating meetings to discuss elements related to learning within small peer group. Okay, let's look at applying technologies in L&D propagation. So L&D is fundamentally an integrated activity. It's not a standalone, it's an integrated activity. And for HRIS developers, have to look at combining this with modern technology. So there is a content and how the technology facilitates that. So learning management tools enable, help the employer and employee to track the progress. With the progression of technology, there are many practices which came into learning management, something like career development, succession planning, and creating IDPs, individual development plan or a personal development plan. Using advanced technology, learners can meet with and learn from employees with highly developed skills. Technological solution to encourage collaboration and social learning in the organization is an infusion of what we today experience is AI, artificial intelligence. With AI, the HRIS managers and L&D professionals can gather insights from the vast amounts of employee data, which is augmented by deep analysis, and thereby facilitating the creation of customized learning initiatives. Learning insights also help the broader understanding, the wider understanding, the deeper understanding of the learner behavior and creation of the predictive capacities. Organizations need to be on the cutting edge and dedicate budgets to match compelling application of current artificial intelligence. You need to have a perspective in making investments. Looking at, here is an organization, here is a workforce, this is how the market is moving. And then how can I make workforce quite competent with the help of AI? The bot automatically delivers bursting of learning related information, supporting the impeding activity. Possibly much prior, employee even thinks of accessing the material. So many organizations currently use LMS with help of AI. The management and system elements often work well, but learning that is there is not delivered when learners really need it or in the form of they need it. So the developmental delivery, that perspective of what is coming or what will be coming is quite important to keep the people on the toes by helping out what they will be requiring for the future. Learners gain direct access and control to the information, and learning is stored in LMS via the bot without having a deal with complex interface to sign up for the course. So employees have information when they need it on the job. So something which is already thought through and kept ready. And while you are on the job, you sense that I might be requiring this to know. L&D professional need to understand that if they want to use chatbots efficiently as part of their L&D, they need to make sure that the learning content and resources are designed for the chatbots to use. This means creating resources that allow quick access and intelligent searching and retrieval of the information. There's something additional effort an organization, if it's thinking, it's always beneficial for its manpower, workforce, and also for the organization. Learning support needs to be packaged so that it can be digested quickly. A sales representative or the maintenance engineer wants to have information on their phone or the tablet while they are at the client location. They are into an interaction, they are sensing the environment, they are seeing the query coming from the client or the vendor. And this person who is sitting in the client environment or the customer environment thinks that I need to have a quick access because this is coming as a query, or I can be prior hand can show the organization's readiness to answer or entertain this kind of discussion area. Right? So the person may not be actually doing the course and then going in the field. The chatbot make that repository available to refer. New skills such as scripting, data analysis, content creation will be required to train and maintain the bots. So IDEA, which is instructional designers, will need to ensure that they are designing training to be delivered by a bot. As bots in learning move learning into their workflow, the trainers, the instructional designers, and the learning consultants need to know to follow these and work alongside the process owners and systems. The requirement of even the cross-functional teams delivering the learning in the workplace. The focus is L&D on learner-centered design, rather than traditional top-down flow of information in the instructor-led model. L&D needs not so much control the facilitation of the learning. The prime customer is to support, who to support is by helping them to know, to learn, how to learn, where to find out, how to find out, in which direction to look, how to access. The employees can use the chatbots as a personal tutor and a learning buddy. So the environment and the practice of having a physical mentor, the chatbots help you as a tutor, as a guiding entity, and also create a sense of learning buddy. So you have a buddy who is in the journey of learning for the individual employee. So this offers the continuous learning and personalized support. L&D chatbots deliver instant access to the expert knowledge, and it's all set already to guide. Chatbots not just deliver learning, but they also provide the information about how people learn and how they need to learn. So the records record data from the interactions. It stores the data from this interaction. This data can be very beneficial if put to the use of the analysis, the reports. And the L&D professional actually can learn that how the learning is happening in the organization, with what pace it is happening, which areas it should be updated and supported. It also tells the gaps, what is missing. So today's L&D departments, they also leverage on AR, augmented reality, to train professionals from the diverse range of industries. So AR is quickly becoming an alternative technology for training programs. It has not left for the four walls of the organization. It's critical for HRIS administrator and designer need to step aside, to step inside the world of augmented reality training and discover how the entire experience can be elevated by making the information available and help the learners to know and practice the skill in a realistic setting. So the learners need learn in an augmented reality landscape, and they actually can put it to their work scenarios. Augmented reality technology enhances traditional learning by superimposing digital information and the real world. It helps to see and offer additional information for better comprehension. As technology-assisted learning progresses to the point of need visual learning in real time, AR quickly becomes an intriguing option for learning experiences. AR training can be bring to new life to already well-established learning methodologies, making more engaging. The process of articulating and designing the module of L&D with augmented reality needs the understanding of the following elements, okay, such as investing in micro project initially, explore options for robust augmented reality applications, being aware about the required augmented audio-visual experiences, and ensure that the employees possess the required AR-enabled devices. Now, this readiness the organization needs to create. It has to test out whether they have a hunger and a die-hard need to go into creation of something like this. So these are several checkpoints. From the HRIS perspective, the L&D module development, the key to effectiveness is the ability to make the personnel with the knowledge and the skills to do their jobs, adding up, plugging in to the existing LMS. Where employees need to refresh their memories with some specific content, they would access the e-learning through a desktop or the seamlessly enabled LMS, where your internal internet support is quite good. That is also an investment for the organization. And e-learning courses for the mobile use whenever they are on feet or travel. This capability is seldom seen throughout the L&D because this also requires the capability on the human part, the designing part, the capability of the organization to make an investment, the readiness of the organization to leap into something like this. Augmented reality allows the learners to see the real world with virtual objects superimposed and composited with the real world. The beauty of AR is that it is experienced on the mobile device without an HMD. As a learning professional, the possibilities of enhancing the learner's experience are endless with augmented reality. So since we have just touched upon or seen the basics of the augmented reality, few cases in which the L&D professional can design and use it for L&D are where can they use the augmented reality, the virtual experience for employees, and they actually can apply it wherever it is required in their work environment. So the opportunities are for the new hire orientation, the induction part, equipment or machinery training, quite effective, and the performance support to undertake certain activities. It always helps for people when they learn it, how it is done in the virtual settings, and now when they do it in the actual. So it helps the performance support. So the new orientation program is with AR, it is possible to automate the whole orientation. With AR infused images, okay, the learning can be distributed throughout the organization. In case of equipment and machinery training, AR can serve as a training tool. And it can overlay the digital information or physical spaces, makes it helpful for people's learning. So beginning users can stand physically experiencing an equipment simulation while virtually interacting with the equipment. What kind of performance support can be put through? With the adoption of the AR at many organizations, the employees no longer need job cards for physical nature. AR can be placed on the equipment for this function to enable workers with immediate guide on the task through their mobile devices. This results in extensive improvement in the performance. Okay, how do you select the AR software application? So AR is a vital as organization want their learners to have access to the relevant content and not just for the classroom or at their desk. AR applications will allow the L&D professionals to use the image of the physical object and provide the information about the object for users to interact through their smartphones. The AR software must be friendly and web-based to be user-friendly. It's not necessary to install anything on the computer to create, but it can help to overcome the organizational barriers like IT security. So through the links, through the website, the learning becomes easy when a person connects himself or herself through the smartphone via this AR software. AR authoring tools can also include web analytics to gauge how is the user engagement, whether the content, the AR content, is helping the learners to relate themselves to what they are seeing. The best AR apps are as simple as Google search. Yeah. So a well-crafted AR solution will have images, videos, animation, text, sounds. So when offering AR for equipment tutorials, learning about an equipment performing or the machine performing. Designers may want to avoid audio instructions. Yeah. As they are masked by the environmental noise. Interactivity can also be wisely used in AR solutions, as in the case of providing a series of questions, and user must click to troubleshoot the problem. So this can be a quite interactive experience. It's not parked or not kept as a logged question, but it can extend an interactive environment. Another setting in which to avoid audio material would be in the class setting, such as ILT, unless only few devices are allowed and used in group settings. Once the learning content is uploaded, is put up, a good AR app also gives an option to how to present the content and the level of interaction which is required. The process of selecting the AR software in continuation, most of the AR apps will be able to link to or host the multimedia elements. Since these apps are web-based, the images, documents, videos can be stored in the vendor's cloud. This can be a best approach to have all the links media automatically configured in the software. So here we come to the end of this chapter. Thank you very much.